American forces brought thousands of Afghans to the U.S. after the Taliban takeover in 2021, but the vast majority still don't have legal status here. A bill before Congress would change that. Those pushing for passage of the Afghan Adjustment Act include a growing list of former generals and ambassadors. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on one very prominent American veteran who's trying to help the Afghan pilots he trained and fought with.
Salim Fakhri joined the Afghan Air Force at age 20 to be a pilot.
I like to be a pilot, but it was a dream for me.
His dream was to stand up and fight, he says, to keep terrorists from taking over Afghanistan again.
Because we were like the victim of the terrorists for many years, and that was the big reason for me to stand up and fight.
Fakhri rose to the rank of colonel and eventually got trained to fly U.S. Black Hawk helicopters. One of his teachers was an American Navy pilot named Jack. And Jack says he admired the Afghan pilot's spirit.
He loved to fly. He wanted to serve his country.
And Salim was impressed with Jack's cool under stress. Their first flight together ended with an emergency landing miles outside their base in Kandahar.
Not safe area. And I was worried about Jack and other advisor who were with me. But the Jack was just relaxed. He was contacting with the other people on the ground. So, okay, we need a helicopter. This helicopter not fly anymore. And I say, okay, how brave he is.
That's when the two became friends. Jack kept a secret, though.
It was a poorly hidden secret on I think, everyone's behalf when I left the country to go to a highly publicized funeral.
Jack is Jack McCain, and he flew home for the funeral of his father, Senator John McCain, in August of 2018. When he came back to Afghanistan 5 days later, McCain says, the Afghan pilots really proved their friendship.
If one of them had wanted to make a high-profile target out of me, they could have, would have been extremely easy. I believe that they protected me or at least kept the secret. I can't overstate how important that is to me.
McCain finished the remaining 8 months of his deployment, helping train up dozens of Afghan pilots on Blackhawks. Colonel Salim went on to command them, the Afghan Eagles, as they came to be known, airlifting Afghanistan's most effective ground troops around the country, until August of 2021, when the Taliban took over city after city. Colonel Salim was still flying missions after Kabul fell and U.S. forces retreated to the airport.
And the resistance forces cannot fight against the Taliban anymore, and they asked me to come to the Kabul airport.
There was concern not only to save the lives of his pilots, but to keep the Black Hawk helicopters and the only Afghans who knew how to fly them out of Taliban hands. And by this time, Colonel Salim and the Afghan Eagles had some friends working for them back in the U.S. Maggie Feldman-Pilch is with the Atlantic Council in Washington. She teamed up with Jack McCain during the chaos of the Kabul airlift.
I was really working on organizing airplanes, travel documents, all of that.
She worked the phones in Washington. He was based on the West Coast. 2 weeks round the clock as the Taliban began hunting their friends down.
While he was getting people to the airport.
And literally all I did was message and call all the Afghan groups to try to move them or get them across the line.
It was a lot of trial and error. It was not pretty. It happened because of luck and sustained effort.
120,000 people escaped in the airlift. As the Americans withdrew and Afghanistan fell back into the hands of the Taliban. For Colonel Salim, it was a whiplash decision to flee after spending his adult life fighting.
We did it for 20 years, and in 24 hours, everything's opposite. And instead of the helping to fight, everybody was getting out.
In all, about 300 of the Afghan Eagles and their family members escaped. With help from McCain and Feldman-Pilch and many others, they've all been resettled in Arizona. At a church outside Phoenix, a charity called Matthew House provides English lessons to recent immigrant families, including one of the Afghan Eagles.
My name is Rashid Ahmad Muslim. I was one of the Afghan Air Force Black Hawk pilots.
Rashid's mother and sister are taking English classes. His younger brothers have already become nearly fluent.
So I would like them to graduate from the school, go to college, go to university for highest degree.
Rashid says he had a degree and the very prestigious job of pilot in Afghanistan. He can't use any of that here. His wife gave birth to their first child last year during the evacuation at a U.S. base in Germany, and Rashid is working at a local coffee company to support them all. The pilots are applying for asylum, and some have got it. But Maggie Feldman-Pilch says they, and tens of thousands of Afghan evacuees, are on borrowed time unless Congress takes action.
If the Afghan Adjustment Act does not pass, by no fault of their own, despite that they have followed all the rules, they will suddenly be here illegally.
Right now, the act is stalled in Congress. If it passes, it could do another thing. Rashid says he and all the other Afghan Eagles, they want to fly again.
They have such a good skill. They are brave pilots. They are smart pilots. If that's not possible, we will not give up. Even if I couldn't now, in future, I can study privately.
They can't be pilots in the U.S. without a green card. Jack McCain says he shares their frustration.
What they had been a part of, how much they had risked on behalf of the U.S., of a huge number of these pilots would want to go back to flying, but they can't. And that's difficult for them to accept because the U.S. trained them.
McCain says he saw these Afghan pilots fly under fire, rescuing Afghan and U.S. troops at great risk to their own lives. He believes that without their honorable service, he might have never made it home. McCain thinks they've earned the right to stay and to fly in America. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Phoenix, Arizona.